Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. I'd like to end off this discussion for now concerning people and the fact that people matter by bringing a very important truth across to you. And that is the fact that people are not God. In the first episode, I took time out to explain it in detail. I took time out to emphasize that people are very important in life. I drew the lesson home because I needed us to appreciate the fact that we cannot by our own succeed. We cannot just on our own succeed. Like they say, no man is an island, including yourself. No matter how powerful and skilled, anointed and intelligent you are, you need people to make progress in life. You need people to make advancements in life. You need people to connect you to from where you are to where you are supposed to be. However, there is another important balance to that thing I shared I want to bring to your notice. And that is the fact that even though people are very important, even though people matter, people are not God. Yes. Why am I bringing this in across to you now? One of those temptations you fall into if you believe what I said completely is this. That you begin to think that people are God, or they are so important that once you have them, you have got all you need. That is not true. I took time to emphasize it because I know I'm coming to this point to strike this balance. People are very important, but they are limited. People are very important, but they have limitations. People are very important, but they are not all powerful. People are very important, but they have their own limitations. There's a limit to what people can do for you. In fact, sometimes people want to do things for you, but they can't because even on their own, they can't help themselves. Therefore, it's important that you live your life realizing that although people matter, people are not God. Although people matter, there's a limit to what they can do. Therefore, do not ever think that because you have people, you have got all you need. If you have people and God is not on your side, there is very little that the people you have can produce for you. If you have people and God decide to frustrate the efforts of those people in your life, there is very little they can produce for you. If you have people and God decide not to cooperate with them for your progress, God decide not to cooperate with them for your advancement, not to cooperate with them for your success, then every single thing they will even try to do for you, they will get frustrated in the process. And as a matter of fact, it may come to pass that even you will not be able to take the steps to take advantage of what they have to offer you in the long run. The point I'm making is these people are important, but they are not God. In the same vein, do not also think because you currently don't have people, you don't have people that matter, and now begin to think that your life is in any way limited. People matter, but the fact that you don't have them now doesn't mean you have limitations. As a matter of fact, what happens in life is that people are actually controlled by God. There's nobody that offers to help you that God is not allowed to go and do that. I'm saying this now, don't tell me that did God speak to me or God didn't speak to me about this person. I just met him at the park, then he asked me to help me get this thing. I got it for him, then suddenly you now found that I'm jobless and that gave me a job. No, listen, don't think you actually orchestrated it. In fact, in this case, it is not in any way your workings that resulted in your meeting that person. It is what we call chance. However, life is not really, really controlled by chance. There is a force that controls the affairs of life, and that is what propelled you to meet that person at that point, and he has the need you can meet. And after meeting the need, he didn't feel like dashing you 500 naira. Or telling you God bless you, he felt like asking you, do you have a job? And he realized that, oh, you have graduated for 7 years without a job. Therefore, do not ever think that you by yourself got it. And in fact, even if it's your father that gave you the connection or somebody you have known since that gave you that opportunity or platform, do not erroneously think that, oh, you did it by yourself. It's erroneous, it's misleading and deceptive to think you have that amount of power to pull people together to give you the leverage you want. I like to remind you this again. Look at the person of Joseph, for instance. look at the guy that actually announced him to the king. It's not as if he just told the guy, tell the king to deliver me. But what I believe very strongly that what Joseph needed from the king, from the guy, is just a connection to leave the prison. It was not a connection to become the king. The guy forgot him for about 2 years or so. When it was right, when it was appropriate, when it was ripe for Joseph to be elevated, what happened was that he was remembered. When it was appropriate for him to become the king, he was remembered at the best time. His remembrance resulted in his getting to the throne and not getting any other place. Therefore, when our lives are controlled by God, he arranges the human beings we need per time to meet us wherever we are at the right time. It is not interesting. I don't wish to meet anybody that I need in my life a day before or a day after. I want to meet them the right time, and that is what should be our craving in life. And if this is truly our desire, then we should understand that God is the person that really matters. After God is not people, and God rules in the affairs of men and control people to meet us at different points in our life. I want to remind you something about a man like Nehemiah. Nehemiah got the help of people. He got the assistance of people that matter. However, it's important to bear this in mind. He did not get, for instance, the king because of his workings. He did not get it because he was a sycophant. He did not get it because all of them are from south or south or north. He got them on his knees. He went to God and said, God, that might find favor before the king. God arranged the favor that resulted in chain reaction of favors that enabled him to go to rebuild the broken wall. That is how we get people that matter in our lives. Again, I tell you, people matter, but God is the person who actually controls the movement of people from one place to the other. Therefore, whichever person you think you need in your life at any point in time, the right person to consult is God, and not to check your contact list. It's not to begin to check your LinkedIn profile and your contacts, or your contacts on WhatsApp and all those places. Now, I'm not saying you can't call them, but please, while calling them, just understand that if God decides not to help you, these people can do nothing. God decides a man from afar to be of good to you. He will send you your own Cyrus and make arrangements for you to meet the right people at the right time. He will call somebody you don't know from anywhere, who will suddenly find your content of your Facebook profile and stuff like that. And they say, I want to meet with this person and I want to talk with him or her. Now, this is how God arranged things. When we put our confidence in him, realizing that he is the one that matters and not really people. Again, the point I'm making is very simple. People matter in our life. People matter for everything we want to do. However, let's never forget that God is actually the person who is completely, totally in control of everything. So when it seems as if you don't have the people that matter, do not be afraid. Do not be scared. Do not feel, I can't make any progress. And when you think you have all the people that matter, do not put your confidence in them. Psalm 145 verse 3 says something. Do not put your confidence in powerful people. They can win election in the morning, and in the evening they will die. Do not put your confidence in powerful people. They may be in the ruling party and they will be displaced in a general election. Do not put your confidence in powerful people. They may be very powerful, but recession will make drain their money. Do not put your confidence in powerful people. They may lose their job because the bank is now laying off staff. Again, I want to tell you, no matter who you have, do not put your confidence in them. Your confidence should be in God. And when God sends you the right people, the people that matter, do not chase them away with your bad attitude. Do not chase them away with your bad character. Please, as much as possible, be receptive to what God wants to do with you through them. My point again today on this podcast is very simple. People matter, but God is actually a controller of movements of people. And when he decides to send them across to you, you are sure to get them. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Produce Step Up, brought to you by Brujude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brujude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brujude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.